Hello, hello. How are you, friend? Today, you are listening to Snow Patrol, and the song is called Shut Your Eyes. And interestingly, the album is called Eyes Open. So, I don't know what any of that means. Eyes open, eyes shut. Maybe that's just... I don't really know what the lyrics mean, but I love the sound of this song, which I've probably told you before. This is coming from my Feel Good playlist. Someday I should look up the lyrics. Maybe after I talk to you, I will. But for now, I just wanted to start off with a little bit of music. It's just nice. I don't even remember how I started doing that, but it adds a layer, I think, to the morning, and to it kind of informs where I come from, even if I don't know the lyrics. But music is just amazing. I was just talking to Ren. Hi, Ren. Earlier today, and she was in my recent coaching group, and we got into some habit. I don't even know how we started with that either, but we got into a habit of playing music and singing in our group. And it was really fun. And she and I were talking about it just a little bit today about how music does really transform us. And yeah. Anyway, so welcome. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to another Sunday. Welcome to your Audio Love Gram. And usually I just turn on the recorder and kind of see what happens. But there were a couple things that popped up that I wanted to share with you. And so they're kind of prepared today. One of them was in response to last week's audio note. And as you guys might remember, I had some computer issues and I wasn't able to upload it until Wednesday. So you may have missed it. I know it's Sundays, I think, I don't know, it's just my projection. It's a better day to kind of have a little bit of leisure time to sit in the sun and listen to something like this. But what I sent you on Wednesday included some thoughts on how to survive the pull of the undertow. And I was quoting to you a little bit from an article, which I will post the link here because I would love for you to read it. And what I talked about are some tiny moments, some tiny movements that can save us when we feel like we're being pulled under. And I've been practicing these, so I trust that they work. In any case, what I'm going to read to you is somebody's response. And but first, let me just recap a little in case you missed that. What I was saying is that, you know, it can often feel like we're being pulled under and we start to fight it. And that could be anything, right? It could be grief. It could be loneliness. It could be anger. It could be depression. It could be fear. And that, you know, part of what happens is we start to flail. So the first movement or moment that I had suggested was calm. And as hard as that is to just keep saying to ourselves, you know, this is okay. You're okay. And to really acknowledge that is a part of life. And the next moments were a moment of compassion, a moment of curiosity, a moment of connection, a moment of creativity, and a moment of caring. And again, I'll post the link. I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to know if you think that these things feel like the right order, if they feel like the right moments. I guess it's my own process, my own way of sort of moving towards shore. But I got this wonderful email from Amy Tingle. Some of you may know her. I love Amy so much. And she said, and she gave me permission to use her name and to read this, so thank you, Amy. She said, I just read your newsletter from the weekend, and the riptide metaphor is so true. I was caught in one once when I was about 11. I was on the swim team and a fairly strong swimmer already. But I was a pretty small kid. We were in Delaware at the beach, and a friend and I got caught in sudden swirling water. She was closer to the shore, so she made it out, but I was getting carried further and further out. My father was running along the beach, shouting to me not to fight it, to simply let it take me. He knew it would eventually dump me back on shore if I didn't fight it. And I love this part. Here's what she says. Every instinct in my body was screaming to swim harder, to fight the water. But I let it go and I let it carry me. A few minutes later, I started to move closer to shore. And soon, my feet were on the sand again. It's a moment I have never forgotten. And I'm so grateful my father kept me calm and he stayed with me. So I love that. I love that she had an actual experience of this metaphor. I've never really been caught up in that way that Amy has, but certainly metaphorically I have. And most recently, you know, I feel like what happened last week, and, you know, I want to thank you guys again. I always tell you this, but it's so true. These voice notes to you are gifts to me. They help me to connect. They help me to center. Last week when I was talking to you and I was talking about that first movement toward allowing, you know, allowing ourselves to kind of get centered and just get calm, that really helped me. And I feel as if Amy's experience is so true when we're caught up. And I'm just curious if anybody else thought about that, if anybody else had any experiences, either metaphorically or really, about being pulled under. So I'd love to hear. And again, I'll post that link. Love to hear what you think of the article. If you feel like leaving a comment, I'd love that. So the other thing that I wanted to share with you is something that, again, kind of like Amy's email just popped up. There was something today that popped up. I suspect it was a quote-unquote mistake, but and it's actually kind of interesting because it's Amy is married to Maya Stein. Many of you know Maya as well because I read a lot of her poetry and have talked quite a bit about her work and recommended different things, actually, that both of them are doing. Amy and Maya have done just some amazing creative projects together that I can't go into now, but man, great, great stuff. And so anyways, that's kind of funny. I didn't even connect that. But so what happened today was something popped up that was from 2012 when Maya was on a bicycling trip. And while she was away on this, I think that was her 40-day trip, she invited each of us to follow along with the trip by every day she would post a prompt and we would respond. And today, for some reason, that Google Doc, or whatever it used to be, I don't know if it was Google Doc back then or whatever, back in 2012, popped up. And it was so interesting to see my writing from 8 years ago. And Maya, so this one jumped out at me that, I don't know, there were actually a couple that jumped out, but this one I'm going to read to you because it's the first one I saw right now. So this one was day 14 of her trip, May 18th, 2012. And her prompt to us was, "When I was growing up." And here's what I wrote. "When I was growing up, I thought that one day I would be grown up. When I was growing up, I thought that someday I would have more answers than questions. When I was growing up, I ate sandwiches made with soft white bread with sprinkles of sugar in between the slices. When I was growing up, I thought hard work and a smile was all it took. When I was growing up, I cried on the last day of school before summer. When I was growing up, I sewed cat toys for Mr. Mustache, who lived in our cellar. When I was growing up, I saved candy bar wrappers and paper plates from special days. When I was growing up, I was afraid. When I was growing up, I whispered. When I was growing up, I cried under the covers. When I was growing up, I made Happy Groundhog Day buttons for my classmates. When I was growing up, I wrote a poem for Bridget, who was riding her sled and died. When I was growing up, I wanted to be an artist, but I didn't know that. When I was growing up, I wanted to hold my breath until I died. When I was growing up, I walked tipsy around the block and loved the smell of rain in the air. When I was growing up, I helped Kendra try out for cheerleading, but I knew she didn't have a chance. When I was growing up, I hid from my brother. When I was growing up, I never danced. When I was growing up, I raised money for muscular dystrophy.
When I was growing up, I had hair down to my butt. When I was growing up, I thought one day all the pieces would fit together like a broken vase, glued right again. Like a broken vase, glued right again. So this was just what's called a free write. Many of you know free writes. You know, you set the timer. I think back then I was setting the timer for 5 or 7 minutes and just writing and posting it. And of course, it had been all those many years since I'd read this. And I just felt for that girl, you know, when I was reading this. I felt for her, and I appreciated all the variations of emotions and feelings and fears. And yeah. And, you know, I've talked to you about that girl and feeling like she didn't belong on the planet and feeling like, you know, she was a mistake. And I felt all that when I was reading this, but I felt more too, right? You know, I felt more the liking the smell of the rain and making Groundhog Day buttons for people in school. And I was really touched by that last part. You know, when I was growing up, I thought one day all the pieces would fit together like a broken vase glued right again. And it immediately brought to mind something you guys probably likely have heard of called, how's it pronounced? I think it's kintsugi. Kintsugi? Kintsugi. Kintsugi. It's K-I-N-T-S-U-G-I, kintsugi. And it's a Japanese art form where they take broken pottery and they mend it with a lacquer that is powdered like a gold color. So what happens is that rather than it becoming like, you know, a detriment that it's been broken, it actually becomes a feature, and it makes it look so beautiful, right? The broken parts make it look beautiful. So I know this is a mishmash. I guess almost every Sunday I say that, don't I? Like, this is a mishmash. It is a mishmash, but there's probably some way in which it's all being connected behind the scenes. I really trust that. Kind of like, I mean, it's interesting, kind of like that young girl thinking that one day all the pieces would be glued together and they'd fit together again. And maybe that's the same thing with when we have these varied thoughts and memories. And, you know, I don't really know how it works that, you know, today what happened was I sort of in my mind was collecting these things that I wanted to share with you. And I didn't really think like, oh, is there a theme? It was just more the, I want to share these things. And perhaps, you know, now that I'm kind of just stepping back for even a second to think about it, the kintsugi, gosh, I hope I'm saying that right. The kintsugi, it's beautiful artwork made from the broken pieces. And so much of what I've been going through lately and talking to you about over the last number of weeks has been about the being pulled in the dark, being pulled under. How do we survive in the dark? How do we survive those broken moments of our lives? And so maybe there's something beautifully hopeful, at least that's how I'm feeling, about being led through that quote-unquote mistaken email. I don't know how that got sent out today. And being led, you know, I also love this, you know, a nod to Maya and Amy, who on these two separate ways kind of pulled together some important things for me today. And I love that because their business is called Creativity Caravan, and they're really about helping people to express and to live a creative life. And this is part of a creative life, right? Which is gathering the pieces that sparkle for us. And these were the things that jumped out at me today. So I hope that something in this may have resonated with you, maybe brought you a sense of calm about your own broken pottery in your life. Maybe about your own being pulled under the undertow sometime, or maybe making you feel really grateful for being on the shore, you know, not being pulled under, and being someone who at this moment is helping others by calling them back to shore, by calling them to be, hold on, be calm, don't fight it, it's okay. Maybe that's what you're doing. You know, maybe you're waiting on shore with the umbrella and the nice cold water that they can return to. So happy Sunday to you. Sending love. Oh, do I have any music to end with? Where did I leave off? I don't know. I turned it off. Let's see if anything, what this is. Wow. That is a perky song for this conversation. That's kind of fun. I guess it's nice to end on a perky note. I love the randomness of all of this. This was on a 1993 mixed tape from my son's dad to me. My goodness, 93. Holy moly. All right, listen, love you lots. Thanks for being on the other side of this. I don't think I'd get through this pandemic without all of you. Seriously, it's really been just a beautiful connection for me. Bye-bye.